Welcome along to the Dublin Arsenal preview show. I'm your host, Jonathan Giles, on our Premier League preview show Tuesday, the 10th of February. I'm joined by fellow Gooners, David Sims, better known as Gourguy, and Matt Bourne to chat in depth about our Match Week 26 clash against an ever impressive B side under the care of Keith Andrews. Brentford versus Arsenal will be live on TNT Sports 1 this coming Thursday, February 12th, kickoff 8 p.m. So come along to the River Bar, Wimbore Quay, Dublin City Centre for all the pre and post-match atmosphere from the Dublin Arsenal Supporters Club gang. So sit back and enjoy the show. First things first, great to have along my regular pundits from Costa Rica himself, David Sims. How are you keeping, pal?
Yeah, I'm doing really, really well. I had my hair cut, but not as severe as you. I mean, Man United haven't even won that fifth one, and you've had, if you go back, listeners and viewers, and go back and just see the severity of that. I mean, I don't know what that means, but yeah, no, everything is good here, mate. Hair's getting longer, although I did have a little trim.
I'm gearing myself up for the last 13 games of the season. That's what's happened. It's all or nothing now.
It's
I'm also joined by a man looking to grow his hair, Matt Bourne. How are you, Matt?
I'm good, thanks, Jonathan. Appreciate that. Thank you. We all know I've no hair, but what we should do is go back over the last 20 podcasts and do a time lapse of your hair getting shorter or getting longer than shorter all of a sudden. And I hope you're not rooting for Man United tonight. I don't want to see that guy getting his hair cut, to be honest.
I have to say, David probably agree with me. Matt's probably the better looking half of Eamon Donnelly, so hopefully we'll have
Oh,
him for a good show.
jeez. I definitely wouldn't say that either, Jonathan.
Eamon,
Definitely,
if you're
definitely,
listening, you've got a
yeah.
bit more hair than Matt, so I think you
Yeah.
win it slightly in that contest. There won't be any battle for the Dublin Rose just yet between Matt and Eamon.
Definitely not.
Just to
No.
point ahead to a big one, the Dublin Arsenal Supporters Club are doing a special Stanley Arsenal giveaway on Valentine's weekend, which is of course this coming Saturday. The competition will run in the FA Cup week of the Wigan Athletic fixture, which is of course this coming Sunday. More info on our social channels. Thanks to Martin Stumble, as always, who edits this, and he'll put all the relevant info on how you can grab yourself one of those Stanley mugs. I think you agree, Matt. They're quite nice ones, aren't they? The ones he
They're
has up front.
beautiful. They're
Yeah, they
beautiful.
really
Yeah,
are. Yeah.
I'm gonna order one myself. I'm not gonna enter the competition, obviously, because I can't. I'm not eligible to enter, and I couldn't even tag my wife because she's not on social media. So what do we do? I've just gone buy one myself. But they're fabulous. They're really, really good. The lads are fantastic. The committee are brilliant with organizing these things, and Martin puts in a savage amount of work when it comes to these things. So. It's great. It's absolutely brilliant to have it. And, the supporters club has grown unbelievably in the last season. And, these type of things are going to be doing regular throughout the season. So it's super, absolutely
Yeah,
super.
it's great to hear as well with the competition coming up on Sunday. Of course, there'll be no match fixing for Matt to get a Stanley mug. So there you
Oh,
go.
definitely
You heard
not.
it on the pod.
Definitely
There'll be no fa match fixing here like Manchester City.
not.
Straight to our match preview. Of course,
Yeah.
Brentford versus Arsenal at the GTEC Community Stadium, kickoff 8 p.m. Of course, this coming Thursday, February 12th. Overall, head-to-head stats. Total matches between the two sides to date, 21. Brentford win 6, Arsenal have won 10, and there's 5 draws in that. Currently, our league positions for both sides, Brentford lie 7th, Arsenal 4th, of course. 39 points for Brentford, 56 to the Gunners, and 39 goals scored for Brentford, 49 for ourselves. Previous scores between the sides, these are the last three fixtures, starting with the latest, which was, of course, on the 3rd of December, 2-0 at home at the Emirates. Bukayo Saka got in the score sheet there. The 12th of April, which, of course, was at the Emirates, 1-1 draw. And on New Year's Day, January 25, the Gunners won 3-1 at the GTEC. Arsenal lost their Premier League away game 2-0 against Brentford in 2021, but have since won their last three by an aggregate score of 7-1. Arsenal have lost just one of their last 23 Premier League London derbies, won 17, drew 5, while since the start of the 22-23, they've lost just one of their 20 away games against fellow London sides, won 14, drew 5. Brentford's first ever Premier League victory came against Arsenal, of course, in their first game in the competition in August 2021. Since then, they're winless in their last eight against the Gunners, drew two, lost six. And form guide coming into this player-wise, clean sheet to start with. David Raya, of course, is 13, an ex-Brentford keeper, of course. Our very own from the Irish side of things, Caoimhín Kelleher has six. Assists for both sides, Leandro Trossard tops it with five for the Gunners. Vitaly Anelt with four for Brentford. Martin Odegaard has four for the Gunners. On three, there's quite a few. Jordan Henderson, Kevin Shaddy, Jurrien Timber, Mikkel Damsgaard, Bukayo Saka, Declan Rice, and the injured Mikel Merino all have three assists between them. Home and away form. Home form for Brentford, played 12, won 7, drew 3, lost 2, 23 scored, 12 conceded with 24 points. And the Gunners away form nearly mirrors this. 7 wins, 3 draws, 2 defeats, 18 scored, 9 conceded with 24. So quite a mirror there. Top scorers coming into this fixture, and a very impressive Igor Thiago with 17. He's four behind the top scorer currently, Alvin Gahan. Victor Gyokeres in a nice bit of form now with eight for ourselves.
Picked the wrong Helen there, gentlemen.
Or sorry, Erling Haaland. Sorry, I'm thinking of his own man. Sorry, Roy Keane told me to say that. I just only got that now. Thanks, Matt. This will be our last show till the end of the season. There's a triplet on five goals. Thank you,
That's what
sir.
you get for using AI, you know.
Thank you, sir. Martin Zubimendi and the Trossard with five. I have to edit that part out with Matt. Anyway, Joe, S.A. Saka, Rice and Marino on a four. So that's, there's Thiago's having an amazing season, and I think, to be honest with you, Matt interrupt me there, but I think Hannon's father would have been quite happy to even have
Yeah.
21 shots on target. Don't mind his son having 21 goals.
Yeah.
But that's quite impressive, though, Thiago. He's really, when you consider the players they've lost over the summer,
Yeah.
and Mbeumo and Vissa, their strike force there, and he's
Yeah.
really picking up the goals where they left off.
Yeah.
To yourself, Matt, since it's been a while since you've come on,
Yeah.
Keith Andrews, in my predictions at the start of the season, he would have been the first manager to be sacked when we'd done this in work. But he's really, I have to say now, he really has surprised me. And I've said this to David on previous shows, Thomas Frank was mad leaving Brentford. He had a good thing going there, but
Absolutely.
I suppose
Yeah.
he thought he went as far as he could with Brentford and tried a new challenge. Spurs wouldn't have been my first option, but that's that.
Yeah.
How impressed have you
No.
been with Keith Andrews? Is really seven in the table, the players he lost in the summer. It's just an incredible job he's done, isn't it, Keith Andrews?
Yeah, it is an incredible job. And it's great to see it with an Irishman actually
Yeah,
doing a job like that. I mean, like you say, Thomas Frank made a big mistake leaving Brentford when he did. You know, it was always going to be the bigger jobs there for them. And I wouldn't call Tottenham a bigger job, in fairness, you know, with the way things have gone. Like, you know, genuinely, I
yeah,
mean,
that's true, yeah.
Brentford were in a very good place with Thomas Frank. And Keith Andrews, like, you know, considering he did lose Mbeumo and Wissa in the summer, he's done an incredible, incredible job. I didn't really know his pedigree. Prior to that, in relation to coaching and managing, I just thought, you know, it seemed to be an unusual position for him to get when he got it. I think everybody was kind of surprised, but he's done an absolutely brilliant, brilliant job. They're seventh in the league. They're absolutely flying at the moment. With a game like this as well, you know, if Brentford were playing City on Thursday, you'd think yourself, oh Jesus, you know, Brentford could get something out of this, you know,
Yeah, you would, yeah.
so. You
Yeah.
really, really would. And it's going to be a tough, tough game. But I think we should have enough to beat them. They've got a very good goalkeeper there as well, obviously, our own Kelleher.
Yeah.
But we've, you know, I think we'd be too strong for them when it comes to it. I think our form at the moment is, I don't think we have been setting the world alight this season. But what we have been doing is we've been unbelievably solid.
Yeah.
You know, we've been solid in oppositions without looking spectacular in most games. And this is the kind of game that we could go to and, you know, win it by a goal, win it by a single goal and keep a clean sheet or maybe 2-1 or something like that. But I do expect to beat them. But credit to Andrews, he's not gone anywhere. He'll be staying in his job longer than Thomas Frank will be, you know?
I have to say, I like his post-match interview after the victory at the weekend against Newcastle, wasn't it? They won 3-2 away, and he said he was asked, "Do you feel Bournemouth or Brentford certainly have a chance of making Europe?" He says, "I'll definitely be going to Europe during my summer holidays. That's for sure. That's the only thing guaranteed." He's very good interview-wise as well. He holds himself quite well. To you, David, it's quite an incredible job, isn't it, what Keith Andrews has done to really surpass what Thomas Frank has done, when you see the two sides in the table, Spurs struggling and Brentford aiming for Europe. What a season.
Well, I'm in a lucky position because I've been to Brentford quite a few times for work. And I've been inside, and I've had a good nosy around in Brentford, and I know how an amazing little club that is. And I think he thrives on the size of it. And I think anybody in there, you know, when you think it's a Premier League club, but it's in London, but it's the size of Bournemouth or whatever, you know, it's a really tight. The atmosphere is electric in there, and it's run really well. You know, I mean, Thiago, you know, 17 goals. I mean, where's that coming from? I mean, it's just amazing. But then again, they haven't got a lot of other goals shared around the team. So we need to sort of, you know, close him down, and I think we might close down the threat. The huge, I mean, Keith Andrews, amazing. He's come in and he's shocked everybody. And I'll be honest with you, Brentford have got to hold on to him. That's the thing. You know, he's seventh. Look who's around him. You know, Liverpool below him and above him, and you know, they're all going up and down. Brentford seem to be pretty solid there. So yeah, I mean, I think Keith Andrews, I'm sure he'll stay, and I'm sure he won't be snapped up. But you never know in the Premier League. You never know. People come in with crazy offers, and you know, so maybe he'll stay there, maybe he won't. But on Brentford alone, they are missing their key, aren't they? Kevin Sharday, Shady, Sharday, whatever he's called. You know, yeah, his red card, that is just fantastic, because he is like their beating heart, you know, a little bit like Rice with us, and he scores as well, but he drives the team on, and he's so that is going to be a big loss for them, and I think that just sort of edges it to us a little bit. I'm also a little bit worried when you've got an opponent on the other side called Henri. I always find that to be a little bit strange. Rico Henri. I don't want to hear him on commentary charging towards the Arsenal team, I must admit. But just to finish up on Brentford before we get on to our mighty team, I just want to reply, you know, just want to state to any Brentford fans that's listening to this, this is not COVID-21. We haven't got colds. We're not going to catch a cold. We haven't got a cold, and we're going to go there. And as you've seen over the last few years, you know, you don't get anything from us, and we're not giving you anything this time, you know. And that COVID game was just a travesty, as we all know. It should never have happened.
No, it should
There
never have
was there
happened.
was flu there was there was there was illness throughout all the team, and our team was devastated. Brentford put it they put it on the Friday night to humiliate us live on Sky, and they got what they wanted to, because that's the haters of the media. Those days have gone, guys. Wake up. Those days are gone. We're going there, and we're going to be calm, focused, and patient, and we're going to do a good job. But we'll get on to us in a minute.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we on New Year's Day, when we were at the G Tech, quite well said by David there, we went 1-0 down through Mbeumo, but we stuck at the task and ended up winning 3-1. You know, quite remarkable. Second half, I think we got three goals in a space of what, 15, 20 minutes, wasn't it? Just a three goal blitz, and that was the end of that. Matt Reece Nelson, of course, on loan from ourselves to Brentford this season. He's made a total of six appearances in all competitions. Have you been surprised that he hasn't started more for Brentford this season?
Not really. He's fairly injury prone as well, and he was last season at Fulham too, you know. Look, when Reece played for us, I mean, this is, I suppose, if you just want to go back to ourselves. I think David mentioned a couple of podcasts ago, you know, a couple of years ago, we wouldn't have had an option with Saka, you know, it trying to cover for Saka. We would have had someone like Reece Nelson coming in, and it just shows you the quality that we have compared to back then with players like Reece Nelson. As good as much as we loved him, as much as he gave us that incredible moment against Bournemouth at the Emirates, which we've spoken about a million times. I don't know how far his career is going to go now. I think he's kind of set in mid-table obscurity as such. Now, I don't see him going anywhere further than where he's gone. So it's not overly surprising that he's not playing week in, week out, I'm sure he's had a, like I say, he's had a few niggles for the last few years, so I wouldn't think he's the fittest at the moment either, But you'd love to see him succeed. Like any player who's played for Arsenal, you want to see him go and succeed and potentially come back to the club or whatever else. But unfortunately, I don't see his career going much further than mid-table.
I always be remembered for one moment, of course, that lately
Yeah,
winner against Bournemouth a few
the
seasons ago.
greatest moment at the Emirates that I've ever
I
seen.
say it would probably top it, Matt. Decibel level wise, how everyone didn't go deaf. I don't know, but what a moment.
absolutely.
Do you believe, Davis, that Reece Nelson still has a career in the Premier League? Do you still think he can, has he even touched that level that he wants to be? Because he hasn't really had a chance, has he really, as such?
Trying to be a Premier League footballer at the levels that these guys, work at is like winning the lottery every week, I mean, these guys have to work so hard to be chosen, not even just in the squad, but then to get in that starting 11. And sadly for Reece, he's been superseded by a lot of great players that are much better than him at his level. And that's what's happened at Arsenal. He's gone to Fulham, and in a way it's happened at Fulham as well. And he's sort of gone, and he's it's really difficult because he's got those moments, and we know what we're talking about with the Bournemouth goal. But it doesn't make a career one goal. It doesn't. You've in this day and age, you need to put it in and put it out. You need to do it all the time. We look at our team and we look at our players like Eze. I mean, look at him. He's won the FA Cup. He's absolute quality. He's come in. He struggled, and there's doubt, doubt, doubt. Gyökeres, doubt, doubt, doubt. And then they take time. But once you start to drift out of the situation, guys, it's really hard. When you start getting passed down, it's really hard to come back up again. So I feel for the guy. He's still young. I've got no idea how old he is, but they're all so young. Maybe I'm old, but they all seem so young. But never say never. If he's still playing the Premier League, he can come on, but he's got to get his head down. He's got to feel like it's like he's been injured, but he's not. He can still play, But when he gets those chances, he's got to be able to burst on the scene and do stuff. I mean, but let's see. Again, he will always get a warm reception when he comes back to the Emirates because of what he gave us in that moment. I was there, I couldn't believe it. I was surrounded by a load of guys, and our jaws were on the floor. We didn't know what to scream, cry, kiss each other, hug each other, pray, no, throw up. Do you know what I mean? We didn't know what to do. Just
So
keep breathing was the
we
only
did
thing.
all of
May
those
I
things
ask,
that you've
Davis, if
yeah,
Matt Bourne
exactly.
was beside you on the day, would you give him a smacker on the lips?
Well, listen, at the end of the day, I kissed and licked Lacazette's head many a time when he was all sweating on me. So, hey, Matt, you're in with a chance. You know what I mean? So don't
Thanks.
worry about
Being the week that's in it, I think that's the most romantic thing David has said since he's been on the
it.
podcast. Not to say
Absolutely,
beautifully said. That should be on a Valentine's card, that one. Like when you think of Brentford, how impressed have you been of the signings of the summer? Caoimhín Kelleher, Jordan Henderson, and to be honest with you, Igor Thiago. It's been surprising the amount of goals he's got, but he was injured for a lot of last season, and maybe this was the player that they always foresaw. Do you feel, Matt, the summer signings, they got the signings right, even though they lost quality, but they gained, they signed quality when you see.
They're one of these clubs. They're one they have seemed to be one of these clubs over the last few years, and you see it regularly throughout the Premier League. There's always one club who gets rid of a couple of players, but they still manage to maintain a level, And he probably had Thiago in the background thinking, okay, I'm gonna lose him, Wemo, I'm gonna lose Wissa, but I have this guy who's gonna come in, he's gonna get me goals. And like David said, it's not they're not getting goals from all over the place, but if they've got a Thiago who's gonna be their Haaland, there's no reason in the world they're not gonna compete with the top four, they're not gonna compete for Champions League. But if they can like that middle section of the league now. Between Liverpool, Chelsea, United, Everton, Brentford, they're all fighting out for the Europa League places, and there's no reason why they can't keep pushing for that. Absolutely no reason at all. And it'd be fantastic to see it. I see Everton could overtake Liverpool with a victory.
They are. They're
It's
winning. They're
quite
winning 1-0
incredible.
at the moment.
It's
They're
winning
winning
1-0,
1-0.
you
Yeah,
know. So
it's
it's
quite
great to see
quite
that bit
incredible.
of,
Yeah.
yeah, it's great to see that bit of competitiveness between them teams. And they're all very dangerous teams. They're all teams that you could you're liable to drop points to. You know, like I said, you know, if Man City were playing Brentford on Thursday, we'd be gone. We'd be thinking Brentford could get something out of it and do us a favor or whatever. But look, from our point of view, we don't need favors. We just got to do our job.
Yeah.
We're doing our job now. We have been unbelievably solid. I haven't been on in a while, so I haven't got to express a lot of opinions that I've had. You know, I'm watching you guys and I'm going, God, yeah, you're dead right. You're dead right. And,
That
you
makes a
know,
change.
there's a lot of things, you know, I mean, like Gabriel Martinelli for me, and I have been a huge critic of his over the last few seasons, you know, of his style of play. But I think he has stepped up unbelievably this season. Unbelievably. You know, the way it, you know, even going back to the other day, the way he took that ball down in the midfield and ran and ran and ran and passed it to Gyökeres for the goal, you know, the control he had on the ball, you know, the goals he scored in Europe, you know, coming on as a sub and making a difference in the game, he's been incredible. Absolutely
Yeah.
incredible, and credit to him, you know. But on the other hand, you've had a Trossard in there, and every time Trossard plays, he gives absolutely everything. Bar the Man United game this season, Trossard has been absolutely sensational. Absolutely
Yeah, he has.
sensational.
Yeah.
So we have so much cover in so many areas now, and the bench, you know, we have zero worries, you know. You look at every starting lineup you go, it's a brilliant starting lineup. Don't think there's a time this season where I've gone, oh, you know, that's they could have done better than that, because the bench is packed with superstars, and we are liable to, you know, anybody in that bench is liable to change a game, and they have done on several occasions this year. On every occasion we've had the opportunity to bring on subs, they've made a huge difference. So we have that depth this season. We shouldn't have anything to worry about. We shouldn't have to worry about Man City's fixtures, their games, their victories, whatever. We are doing enough this season. We have matured unbelievably this season. We brought in more players this season that have actually made our job, you know, or made everybody's job at the club easier, knowing that if we've got injuries or we've got players not performing, you know, superbly, that there's somebody there to step in. And it's upping everybody's game as well. Everybody is worried about keeping their place. There's so much competitiveness in the squad this year. Everybody has upped their game. Our captain's sitting on the bench, you know? So this is where we're at the moment. I think it could be an unbelievable season, but the only team that's going to beat us this season is ourselves. And hopefully that's not going to happen.
Yeah, and it brings us nicely into a man that is in form, and me and Dave have spoken quite a lot about him over the last few podcasts. Victor Gyökeres has hit the form at a nice time. The most goals in all competitions in 2026. Gyökeres with 6, Thiago on 6, and Burn Harvey Barnes, Enzo Fernandez, Joao Pedro, Antoine Semenyo, Somerville of West Ham, and Virts all on 5. David, he's definitely turned a corner, hasn't he? And with the return of Kai Havertz in a bit of a deeper role in midfield, I think that could suit him quite nicely, can't it?
As we've mentioned, podcast listeners and viewers will know, I've mentioned it over the last couple that there's a little thing going on between Havertz and Gyökeres, and it's starting to really bring us the goals and the pressure and whatever. And I'm expecting both of those to start. With Saka still injured and injured for a while, with doubts on Trossard, we haven't had an update. He was taken off right at the end, so we don't know. So we've got a little bit, and obviously Mourinho's out, and Odegaard still isn't back. So we've got a few little niggles and injuries there. However, as Matt so rightly said, we have the depth. And I think Gyökeres, he opens up games. He can hold, he can open up, he can give it back to Havertz. Havertz can give it to him. There's a real strength between like two towers there on the pitch. And we play slightly different as well with them. And I think Arteta's finally realised what he wants Gyökeres to do and he couldn't really implement him until he had Havertz. And I think when he was buying Gyökeres, he thought he had Havertz, and obviously we haven't had him. So now, what's ever in? And I know, Mikel, I know you listen to the podcast every week. So what? Well done. You know, you've obviously it's all coming together
It's all
now. And
coming.
Gyökeres, Victor, hope you, hi to your girlfriend, Victor. Hope it's going well. But you know, I expect us to be very a strong team, the strongest we can play. We've got an FA Cup game at the weekend, which will be a perfect opportunity to rotate and rest after Thursday. But you know, our bench will still be very solid. We'll still have you know Ben White and Skelly and Eze and Norgaard and Jesus and Kepa and Hikape on the bench, right? And that's a great bench. Go through those names. Nearly all of those would start any other Premier League team going, right? So the quality is there to come on. But you know, we've got to, as I said before, we've got to remain patient and focused. I don't know if Brentford are going to play with a low block. I'm sure they'll play a bit tight, but they won't be because they're at home. Thiago scored 17 goals, and they're going to want to come out and play a little bit. And as you know, all we've had is rinse and repeat, as good old Eamon has said, week in, week out. It's the same old story. And I'm hoping that Brentford, being at home and being seventh and looking around, will want to come and try and, you know, will want to win the game. And that will play into us because we love a little bit of space away from home and people will be dropping in. And also, not only that, as the later stages, when Gyökeres probably comes off and Madueke comes off and Jesus comes on, and you know, there'll be a bit of movement there up front. Obviously, if Trossard is out, we're going to have to start with Madueke and Martinelli. There'll be no real direct replacements for them there. So obviously, Arteta will do the right thing to give strength, but he might run them down because at the end of the day, they might not even start in the, you know, depending on returns of injuries, they might not even start against Wigan. So he might just, you know, he might burn them for to 75, 80 minutes and see what happens. I'd want to pick up on Eamon said something 3 weeks ago, and I've been thinking about this. He said very openly he felt that Arsenal haven't played well all season. He felt that Arsenal were not delivering. Well, I assure you, Eamon, when you're watching this and listening to this, we are performing now and we are delivering. You saw us going up through the gears against Sunderland. You saw us play against Milan. You saw us start to really focus. And at the moment, you know, Fulham got to play City coming up. It's still 6 points. It was 6 points last weekend. It's 6 points this week now, right? So all this stuff about it could have been nine, it could have been four, it could have been three, it could have been seven. Shut it, right? It's 6 points, right? And the other thing is, real key thing to say is that the Man City Crystal Palace game, I believe, has been pulled out the calendar and is going to be played much later on in the season, which means that for the next couple of months, even, we're going to always be, they're going to have a game in hand on us. So we should technically be always be above in the league for quite a good period. And then it'll be down to that game to see. Obviously, you know for a fact that the media, you know, the TV always like to pull these games and then hold them and then wait to just drop them in near the end to try and get the excitement up.
So,
You know, but let's see what happens. I mean, the other point is that I saw rumors yesterday that the Everton game that we're talking about on the 15th could be moved to the Saturday, which
Eight
is going to
o'clock.
affect all your exactly all your all the guys out in Ireland that are coming over and book flights, right? So we need to let them know that straight away that there's a very good chance that that Sunday game is going to be moved to the Saturday, and our Champions League game in the Wednesday will move to the Thursday to give us an extra day off for the final. That's how important Arteta is seeing the Carabao Cup for a chance to beat Man City, right? I'm really surprised that he's doing this because if you keep asking for these later on when you want changes, you won't get them. He's really he's going to two organizations to ask them to move and work together to make those moves, right? That is a lot of pressure that he's putting on the Premier League and UEFA to change those games. And also, obviously, the UEFA game is easier because they haven't even done the draw yet, so we don't even
It's a
know
bit
anything.
easier.
So, you know, it's easier. But again, the Everton game, moving to the Saturday night, Sky TV will be very, very happy. They will back it with the Premier League because they'll have a great game at 8 o'clock on a Saturday against Everton. And as we know, Everton are beating Bournemouth at the moment 1-0, which puts them above Liverpool, who, by the way, are just atrocious, and we'll move on.
And
But yeah,
thankfully, they'll be the bridesmaid this year. Or
That's the
oh,
second. That's the Everton away game was changed to the Saturday night at 8 o'clock as well.
is it the Everton away game? Right.
No, the Everton away game earlier on the season was also
That's
changed.
right. Yeah.
Yes, it was. It
And that
was.
he requested. So maybe he just doesn't
Huge.
like playing Everton on a
I
Sunday,
think he
you
hates
know?
Everton. Yeah, he feels blue when he's playing them. There's a
Yeah.
few
Yeah.
Brentford and Gunners that play for both sides, lads. David Ray and Norgaard, two lads that came in the last few seasons. It was Reece Nelson, of course, is on loan, but is playing for Brentford. Josh De Silva, Stephen Hughes, Chuppa Akpom, Nico Yonaris, Paul Davies, Isaiah Rankin, and Wojciech Szczęsny, had a very good loan spell there. He kept a lot of clean sheets when he was on loan. Any names there, David, that spring to mind? Ray and Norgaard, obviously the latest, but Stephen Hughes, he's one for blast from the past, isn't he?
He is, but don't give him your luggage. That's all I can say. You look it up, guys, if you need to. I mean, it's look, I think Norgaard might get, I think he might come, I think he'll play, I think he'll come on. Nothing like playing against your old
So,
team.
yeah,
And I think we'll use Norgaard, off the bench for Rice, maybe, resting him a little bit. We'll see how he go. But we're gonna have a very solid team.
Yeah, it's going to be a crack. I think it'd be a cracking game at the G Tech. Your prediction, I'll start with Matt Bourne. Your hand on heart prediction for this one on Thursday, Matt.
1-0.
1-0.
Yeah, I'll take a 1-0.
I think there's going to be a few goals in this one. I think they'll come out and play Brentford myself. I do agree with David. I'm going to go with another 3-1 to Arsenal. I think if Brentford come out, I reckon we'll hurt them. But they're very tight at the back. They've got our own Nathan Collins as well, and that Sepp van den Berg lad beside him. They're very tight knit. But so yeah, I can see a 3-1 to the Gunners,
I
David.
hope you're right, Jonathan. I hope you're right. Absolutely.
David's not to buy me a drink after this one.
I can see a very cagey game, and we do not concede. So I'm not giving them a goal, even though they've got a guy that scored 17, because we'll drop him into our pocket, right? And I think it'll be a 2-0 to Arsenal.
2-0. Yeah,
A
that's a
very
solid one.
professional 2-0. One will be OG and the other one will be our set pieces,
That's
And own goals
stupid.
will own goals will overtake Victor Gyökeres in the goal scoring charts.
I'd like to thank my guests tonight for this preview show. Matt Bourne, thank you for coming on.
Cheers, Johnson. Appreciate it. Thanks for getting me back on.
Was you interrupting earlier on? It could be a while before you're back. We see how Valentine's Day goes. And also big thanks to Mr. Miss World Costa Rica himself, David Sims. Thanks very much for coming on.
No worries.
Our review show will be on Friday evening. So until then, enjoy the match Thursday and come on, you Gunners.
Come on, you gooners.
See you later, guys. Take